How we doing, guys?
Good.
Good.
Well, Rob Ryan just took the blame for last week's loss, so were you guys all pointing the finger at him?
No. Was he a comedian today?
Oh, yeah. We have a comeback to follow.
I know. He's a pretty funny guy. A lot funnier than I am, I'll tell you. I listen to him every day. He cracks me up.
What do you think has to be done to for you guys to be better on first and second down, so a third down's not so long?
Well, I think it's a collective effort from coaching and playing. Got to get positive yards. Can't have any penalties. Put us behind the eight ball. Power running north and south. Good decisions at quarterback. We got to get on the right track early on first and second down, and prevent us from third and long. Long study that's been done, and we've had quite a bit of third and longs this year so far. It's hard to convert in this league on third and long.
I think Brady was trying to throw the ball too hard last week. It looked like he was really trying to step into some of those, and maybe a few of them sailed on him because of it.
No, I don't think he was throwing it too hard. I think he was trying to go to the right guy for the most part. I certainly think that he wishes he had a couple back. But I don't think he was trying to throw it too hard, no.
You guys haven't had a whole lot of success in the red zone. Is it tougher to call plays down there?
No, it's you prepare for every situation throughout the week. And sometimes there's teams down in the red zone that like to play a cover two shell or drop eight, play some max coverage where it's a little harder to throw the football in, and you game plan according to what they do. Other teams like to max pressure you, so you do some different things there. But no, I don't get a sense of that.
Have you been able to put your finger on what the problem's been through the first 2 weeks?
I think collectively it's been all across the board, whether it's, you know, one time we were a little bit late off the snap. Next time probably could have called a different call on that Wildcat one. I think it's a collective effort. Just continue to stress it every week. Worked on it today again, and hope to progress.
Do you have to prepare this for this game as though you won't have Jamal Lewis?
No, we prepare the same way every week, and whoever's ready to go at the end of the week, that's who we're going to go with. But no, we have the same type of package, whether we have them or whether we don't.
The Ravens is tough to scheme for as any team in the league.
Yeah, they're pretty tough. Not only do they have a great scheme, they have some great players. You know, two of the best at their positions at safety and linebacker with Lewis and Reed. They have an outstanding cast of characters over there that play hard, that play tough. You watch them on tape, you're like, damn, pretty good.
Go on, Scott.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What does Reed do to the game plan? Does he single-handedly affect what you want to do?
You have to be conscious of him at all times. If you're not, he's going to get you. He's a ball hawk. He reads the quarterback extremely well. He comes up, he makes good tackles. But if you're not aware of him on every play, he's going to get you. I remember talked to Chad last year. They played him in the playoff game. Showed a clip to the quarterbacks. He was playing a cover two safety on the opposite side of the field, and they were running a little route to the left side of the field, short, and he came all the way across the field and intercepted the ball. And I talked to Chad after the game. I said, what coverage was that? And he's like, it was cover two. Can you believe where he came from? I'm like, but no, he's an outstanding player. He's one of the best.
You explain that to me. I don't understand how I'm going to ask you about, you have to prepare so you won't have Jamal.
Sure.
I don't understand it. You said it would be the same. You prepare the same whether you have them or not, doesn't it?
Well, if we have the teams we're playing, based on what they do defensively and the runs that we think are good runs for that week, it's not different if it was Jamal or if it was JC. We're going to put the runs in that we think will be most effective for that particular week, and we expect all the guys to be able to do that.
So you can plug in Jerome Harrison or James Davis and expect the same result?
Yeah, that's what we expect. Mm-hmm.
You know, what a tall order it would be for these two younger guys to go up against a defense like this.
Yeah, it's going to be a task for everybody, not just those two guys. This is, like I said, this is an outstanding defense, and these guys have worked during the week. They know what our expectations are. This is a tough, hard-hitting linebacker core, front core with Nagata and Trevor Price in there. These guys understand what the expectations are, and they're going to go in and give their best effort. And whoever's in there, and that's what we expect.
What do you see? You see Brady improving, or where is he now in his development? Better question.
It's a day-to-day basis. He works his tail off. He's in here a bunch, and in terms of the game plan specific things, he's improved with that from week to week. I'm sure certainly that he wishes he has improved more, and just like all the other guys too. We expect them to improve each and every week.
Scoring, they're not getting points. You guys are getting frustrated. Is it hard to keep these guys from everybody trying to score three touchdowns every time they touch the ball and trying to, you know, like a baseball player trying to hit a home run and, you know, every time he comes up?
No, it's not hard to do that. I think they understand what their roles are. I don't think anybody's pushing to do more than what their job is, and that's what's something that we always stress all the time is make sure you do your job and the guy next to you do his, and hopefully the rewards will come with it.
Saying that would be, that's human nature to try to make it all up in one fell swoop instead of, you know, doing it. I mean, you see that all the time.
Right, and it's just something that from Eric on down stresses is make sure you do your job. Trust the guy that next to you is going to do him. Don't press. Make sure you're doing exactly what we need you to do, and hopefully the rewards will come from it.
I believe that you guys will get this thing on track.
Well, I told those guys the other day, here's the reality of it. We're 0-2. How we got here is how we got here. What are we going to do starting when we talk to them on Monday from this point forward? And we prepare, we practice, we're doing everything we can do to make sure that we get it on the right track.
I mean, you've been on, you know, good teams before. I mean, are there signs, is there enough talent here? You know, are there signs to you that this still this season can be a good team?
Oh, sure. It's early on in the season. And like I just said before, we're 0-2. That's where we're at. No one wanted to start the season 0-2, but everybody has the right mindset. They're coming in, they're working, they're practicing, they're preparing, and that's what we're going to do every week.
How about Josh is, Josh is number two receiver, and then also your third down package. Are these things that you think you can make it work?
Yes, and again, it's a collective effort. You can't just look at one guy. I mean, there's 11, 12 reasons on every play that maybe one play doesn't work here or there. And I think the first thing that we need to do offensively is prevent turnovers. We've had 5 turnovers in 2 games, and there's a long study that's been done. If you turn the football over, it doesn't matter about the 60, 70 other plays in the game. If you turn the football over, you minimize your chances to win greatly.
Yeah. The offensive line now, you've had a couple injuries out there. What's that looking like with Hank? And then, of course, you got the rookie center.
Right. We've been practicing. We practice a ton of guys during the camp, during preseason. That's why you do it. Everybody's, you know, played some different spots. They're gelling together this particular week. But we'll just move in and out, and at the end of the week, you know, we'll be ready to go.
Say Hank plays this week at guard. Does it help having him next to Alex making the calls against a defense that shifts and he's played before? Or could it be confusing to Alex that you got, you know, another center next one?
No, I don't think it would be confusing to Alex. I mean, Porchop, he helps out too. He makes the calls. Alex makes the calls. St. Clair, Steiny, they're all communicating with one. You know, those 5 guys, they need to play as one, and they all need to be on the same page. That makes sense?
Rob Ryan, you know, stood up here and, you know, blamed himself for the whole game, making the wrong call, man's pressure, and just said he screwed up the whole game for the Cleveland Browns. What's your take on that?
Rob's an accountable guy, but whether I agree with that, it doesn't matter. I think everybody's accountable. I'm accountable. Players, coaches, we're all. When you don't play well, I think you have to take ownership in it. You have to be upfront about it and say, what can we do to be better the next week? Whether it's a different call, whether it's more preparation, whether it's a better throw, a better block, I think everybody has to be accountable for it.
I think you had 6 snaps inside the 10, 3 in the Minnesota and 3 last week.
Mm-hmm.
Yet Brady's thrown only 1 pass.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that What does that say?
Well, it says that we've done a lot of work, and we're anticipating, you know, certain coverages and certain situations, and you go with what you prepared for during the week. Seven-man box versus an eight-man box. Sometimes we have check-with-me plays where you don't want to throw it versus a particular look. You'd rather run it. And it's going to be pretty much the same every week with that.
Whether
you're going to run it in or pass it in based on a particular look in some situations, it might put you in what you're trying to get into.
About being down on the field as opposed to upstairs during the game?
You know, Mike, I've never thought about it. I'm down on the field giving the signals on the coach to quarterback. Not really any opinion on it. Yeah, I know I've been upstairs too when I was working with the secondary. Been upstairs working with the quarterbacks. I've done a little bit of both, but
does it make it easier being on the sideline to get? I mean, that's when the coach the quarterback has to be, right? From the sideline?
Yes.
So it saves a step?
Right. You communicate it down. If you're upstairs, you communicate it down to the person that would have the coach the quarterback, and then he would communicate it in.
Do you like the fact that there's no middleman there?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Adjustments you've made during the week to perhaps cut down on the sacks?
I think it could always be better. Obviously, it's not good enough. It's not good enough, and it needs to be better. But we're gonna, we go in with a plan, trying to take away certain guys or put certain protection to somebody, and that needs to be better, all the way around.
Thank you.